on the table.
He's been passing around.
That's the cabinet.
Oh, and it's so crazy. It's funny. Who has been in a workshop that I've done here before? Anybody? And you came back. Wow. Thank you. I feel so far away from you. Let me get a little closer there. There we go. I have my fan. I thought I was going to need it. I might still need it. Because, you know, nothing has changed. I don't know. It was chilly when I got in this room. Was it chilly?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always easy to get warmer. You can always bring a coat. Are we done? Okay, it's just sort of kind of shut the door. That's good too. Well, don't sit too, get too cozy, because, you know, we'll make you get to do something. The room is decorated primarily for the group that's meeting next, because it's icebreakers, it's skits and games, which is kind of the ice thing. But I did wear this for you. Just to kind of be a little creative. Oh, yeah, you can bring up 8 o'clock. Don't you just sit by yourself? You go find your group to sit with. That'd be kind of, that's just sad. You make these friends. Well, she found somebody. Well, let me tell you who I am. I'm going to get that part in with, and then you can jump into it because you're here because you're either really, really good at this, or you're going to just kind of, or you're like, I could use a few little guidelines, a little help, just something to stimulate my brain because I'm sick and bored with everything I've done so far. So real quick, my name is Chris Wataco, and I lead a couple ministries. One's called From His Hands, and that's my speaking ministry, and one is called The Singles Network, and that's how I know Don, and that's how I kind of got in the door here. I just got off the K-Love Music Cruise last Saturday morning, and I had the honor, I'm just telling you guys, the honor to be one of the speakers on the cruise.
Oh, wow.
And I when they called me up and asked me would I like to be one, I said, hold on, I gotta go fast. I gotta fast and pray about this decision. Excuse me, I already prayed yesterday. We're good. And well, just come on in. I know you. How you doing?
What's up?
We got some spots over here. A couple grand. Oh no, all them young ones like, we don't share a We know each other. We might, you know. There you go. She's breaking out of her. Well, I might leave that. I need to go backwards again, don't I? So, anyway, I'm just sharing who I am. And what's great about the K-Love cruise, if you ever get a chance to go, go. Has anybody been on the music cruise before? I've been on 2 cruises where we were just a small group with a big group, a bunch of lost people. Not that you don't want to meet lost people. They need Jesus, right? But sometimes it's nice just to go, and everybody, for the most part, loves Jesus, or at least fakes it. We did get 8 people accepted Christ on the last night in our group. So we do know lost people go. But the whole ship, it's just like family. Everybody you talk to just is nice. And you just like, you can ask anybody anything, and there's bands, Newsboys, Casting Crowns, next year's Mercy Me, and Sidewalk Prophets, and Skillet, and Mandisa was this year, and I got on the front row, I knocked a couple ladies off. And so it was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, people say, well, you know, was it really a spiritual thing? Not so much spiritual for me. You know, I didn't go, you know, I'm just so closer to you, God. No. That wasn't what came on. When I got off the ship, it was more so the relationships that I made, because you weren't in a hurry to meet them and then leave. You had 4 to 5 days to get to know these people and to see them again and talk to them, hear their stories, hear what's going on in their life, serve beside them. And that's that. You know, we did mission trips to Freeport, to Nassau, in our group, and it was just amazing. So if you get a chance to go, I would encourage you to go. Tonight's talk, I want to say who I am. I'm from North Carolina, and yes, I drove here. A lot of people can't believe that, but I did drive here. Tonight we're going to talk about creative socials, events, gatherings, because sometimes you get a little boring doing the same old things, and I'm into messing with people and doing things a little differently. So even if you expect it to be one thing, I like to mess with you and change it. So you may come into a room and the chairs are all backwards. You may come into a room and there's no chairs at all. You may come thinking you're getting coffee and it's really lemonade. You don't know. You may come and get something to eat and you think, I just like to mess with people. And of course, some of those people who like everything the same, they're not happy. They like everything consistent. Did I lose her? She's moving away from me.
I have to stand. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're okay. I'm like,
I've been sitting too
like,
much, and I have
like
to
move. Like, I didn't even get on the starting though.
I have ADD, so I move.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's what I
got. Well, come on in,
honey.
We got a little spear, a little seat there. Yeah, yeah. Did you know you're leaving? So what I want you to do... I want you to stand up.
Just step down.
Grab a block off your table. A building block. Grab one off.
Oh.
So what I want you to do, let me just tell you how simple this is to do. You're going to go, I can't believe you're making me do this. I can't do it. You can. I promise you. You're going to look at this block and you're going to come up with something about yourself based on every side. Very simple to do. So let's say this right here. I look at this. This is a guitar. I can't play guitar, but I used to play the ukulele. Not a whole lot of demand for it. Seven is, I have seven siblings. Grapes. I love grapes, especially if you freeze them. A brick wall. It can be a brick wall. Something you can go down, or you can, you know, something to keep you from ministry, pushing through ministry. A little G. Oh, goodness. I love all kinds of good food. There you go. And a big G is, what does that stand for? Oh, Greensboro, but I don't live there. Okay. See how simple? Don't make a big deal out of it. You're going to then go and find somebody with the same or similar or textured or colored shirt and tell them what's on your six sides. Go. Similar shirt. Go, go, go.
Hey, we both
she said. Since you like that? You know what's great about that? We're going to talk about it in the second hour. Is when people have something in their hand, it's a lot easier for them to share. Because not everybody's comfortable, right, talking about themselves. But if I said to a person just right away, Austin, tell me six things about yourself, he'd be like, we just have that one object. I have found men even like this icebreaker. Because men typically are not social that way, to talk about themselves that way. If I said six things about sports teams they might be able to come up with, right? Six tools, maybe, or something. You know, depends on the guy. Six computer games. But it's even a good icebreaker for even men. So think about that in your ministries. You might want to pick you up some blocks. And because we're going to use it a different way a little bit to show you the creativity of taking something so simple and making it work in lots of different ways. Even my hat that I was wearing. This past summer, I had a happy hat party. Something as simple as that. And everybody had to wear antennae type hats. It was just simple. You should see people as they were coming over. People want to know what's going on. The pictures, people wanted to know, what did you do? What did you have? It wasn't a costume party. It was just a happy hat party. Just a happy hat party. Make you happy. And people were happy. And then it made people smile when they saw the pictures. They wanted to be a part of it. The party itself was nothing different than your normal party. We had food. We sat around. We played games. We talked. But people talked about their hats because some of them made their hats. And they're really creative. Now, some of you are like, I ain't wearing that. I'm not doing that. I'll wear a baseball hat. We'll be more. Whatever. You don't even have to come. We had about 20-some people come, and they enjoyed it, and we had a lot of fun. So let's talk a little bit about that. Why have events and activities at all? I mean, what's the point of having them? I mean, you know, you can just have Sunday school. Just come to Sunday school on Sunday morning, look at each other, you know, hear the message. Hear prayer, you know, see each other. Some of you might get together, which is good. You might go out to a movie that weekend or whatever. But why do we have something bigger? What's the point of it all? Well, here, it's on the handout. You can read it. I'll just say back while you read it. We want, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to pray. I need prayer. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this church, for the resources. We thank you for every person's in here, Lord. They could be doing lots of things at home, in front of their fires, in front of their TVs, but they chose to be here because they want to learn more. So, Lord, I thank you for every person and just their willingness and their teachability to learn something maybe a little bit that they didn't know before. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
So the bottom line, the reason why we do them is because, well, we want to build relationships. We want to build community. And you do that through serving together, playing games together, sitting beside somebody in a ball game or dinner or other event, traveling together. Oh, Lord, traveling together. And on mission trips. You ain't never learned anything about somebody you travel with, right? You sleep with the same man, and you just like, girl, you guys are like, I don't think so, Chris. I was on the floor. But you learn people's habits. You learn a lot about them. And the reason why we do it is for that reason right there. Lord, we want to build community. We want to build relationships. But some of our gatherings, goodness gracious, I've been on some that were so boring. I mean, you know, it takes somebody with three brain cells to cook dinner. I don't need, you know, ooh, big whoop, right? Yeah, I'll show up the casserole. And somehow, some way, if there's personalities like me, maybe it'll be fun, and that's great. But there's only one of me and a lot of no people that are not like me. Just kind of go, my turn's on a game. You know, I want to meet people. I want to talk. I want to interact. I'm not saying that every event has to be a big icebreaker, but wouldn't it be cool if there was a theme or something, or fun? Years ago, I was into nesting. I'm traveling now, so I don't nest very much. Nesting for you younger ones, it means you stay home, and you make a beautiful home, and you're in a hospitality, and you have a pretty yard. You're nesting like a mom bird. She's getting her little area ready for people to come over and see her. And so I was into nesting, and so I was like, I want to have dinner parties. Because, you know, I'm single. I want to help people, you know, meet the one. And because I'll create the place for you to meet, but it's up to God and you for the do the second part, you know. And then I also had married friends that I wanted to meet. Maybe some married friends had things in common, or maybe they had little kids and really needed a break, you know. And so I would plan these dinners, and I'd base themes. And I'd say, tonight's theme is going to be Mexican. And I would decorate the house in Mexico. Gee, print things off the computer. I didn't spend a lot of money. And we'd have it. I said, everything you have to bring,
has to be Mexican. So I would assign different parts of the meal to different people because that'd make them show up. That helps. And then they'd bring it, and the whole thing. And then I'd do the history of Mexico. And I would do the history of, like, what Christians were there and how did all that started. So you would learn something. I'd have little cards and make them sit where they don't want to sit, talk to people they don't want to talk to. I'd do trivia, anything that I could to make it fun, but we're still eating. So that's the point of being creative, is going, what can I do to help people interact better and connect better? And I'm not saying that sometimes just doing nothing doesn't work either. But for some people, if you really want to build more community, if you want people to come to more of your things, some people need it to be a little different than what it was before. And it can be something as small as you stand up with a big antenna. And they go, oh, gosh, our teacher should just got off the deep end. That's okay. But you know that in my car, I do crazy things in my car. I drive down, I put a red nose while I'm driving. You know, and something I will do, I do something else too. For those of you who are going to see later, you might know this about me. But when I get stressed out in traffic, I blow bubbles out of my car window. You be like driving, and you're like in a traffic light. Now, I know you don't have any traffic problems in Houston.
Oh.
No. And you're just there, and you're just like. And I get confused with these side lanes. Like, you know, like there's a side and under, a side and back, and I'm just confused by the way the traffic is. And then at one point in time, I was coming down the tent, and there was one this way, one this way, one that way, one that way, one that way. Like, oh my gosh, to get stressed. And so I said, what was that? And then you watch people in your mirror, and they go, and then they smile. You get mad at a bubble. I'm just telling you, it helps just to mess with people because guess what? They're not expecting it. You may save somebody's life. Somebody was going to ram into somebody else. Of course, they might ran into a while they're watching my bubbles. But everybody's not doing this. At a traffic light. They're all just so into focusing. And they're so under the stress getting home, they just need to sometimes breathe. Some of us need that. Some of us need to think outside of our boxes. We need to step out of our comfort zones and do something, try something different. Just like me going on the Caleb cruise. It was my third cruise. After my second one, I was like, I ain't doing this again. Because I was in a room so small, when I looked at the porthole, I saw a flipper. I'm not telling you, it was a small room. I'm like, I can't do that again. And somebody, I didn't even know. They just paired me with somebody. She wrapped everything she owned in plastic. Down to the Q-tips. She said, well, you never know. I might drop in the water. I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, please. And I'm so glad I decided to try one more time. Give God a chance to redeem himself. So let's talk a little bit more. It says, all of these things build relationships. We know this, duh. But here's the problem. Some of our events are boring, repetitious, like creativity. Some people, they become becomes the person who's leading it, and what they want to do, versus everybody else and what they want to do. There's like no real teamwork. Y'all know who y'all are. You know who you are around. I hear it all the time. Like people will call me and say, we've got this lady. She just runs everything. It's got to be her way. And you can't do anything. You just let her do it. After all, who wants to go to that event? Who wants to go somewhere where it has to be a certain way, their way, and it's the only the right way? There's no flexibility whatsoever. That's not much fun. Or lack of teamwork. You know, I let people bring it up. Well, we'll tell you this. I did learn early on in my younger days, give the person who's late, give them dessert. And the person who's early, give them ice. Because if you reverse it, you're going to be very upset. Wait for the ice to show up after the end meal is over with. So, but without a team approach, you don't build relationships. Yeah, so maybe they don't do it exactly right. And maybe it's Mexican night. One time I had Polish night, and nobody really knew what to bring. But I'm Polish. I thought, you know, think about it. Look it up, you know. But they might bring something, and you go, oh, that was really bad. You know, and you got to eat it. You know, and you don't have a backup. You know, El Taco Taco Bell, you can't even get there, right? You know what? Y'all know my last name was Swataco. I always had this fear I'm going to marry somebody with the last name of Bell. Anyway, squirrel. So, not really ADHD. Not really. No. Going back, I'm like, okay, Q.
community building. Just here's something that's on your table. You're like, there's a lot of stuff on my table, Chris. That's not all for you. But I have, you know, I can't redecorate for each hour. Pick up a Three Musketeer bar or pick up an Almond Joy bar.
Oh,
does everybody have lunch with the table? Everybody have lunch? Well, there's some extras there. Okay, everybody have it. It's not that big. It's a real wrapper. Don't worry, I didn't inject it with nothing, okay? Chris said you never know what's inside. This is something as simple as you can do for your Sunday school class. As simple as you can do, that can be a ticket to your gathering. It's give the Three Musketeer bar and talk about teamwork. It's trivial. It's just simple. A simple idea of saying, bring this to the next event, and we're going to do some teamwork projects. Because of Three Musketeers, you can have a little sermon on what it is to be a team. That's simple of whatever money you spent on that little Three Musketeer. The people be thinking, oh my goodness, I just never thought about that. Or the Almond Joy. The joy of Christ. Again, something so simple that you don't have to have this huge lots of decorations at a big party to still mess with them just a little bit. Do something they weren't expecting. I got a little backward dinner. Do you ever have a backward, progressive backwards? Give them dessert first? You end with salad? You know? Just again to mess with them, just to change things up. So that gets them talking, because when they laugh and they giggle and they like, this is different. They talk. They talk. Some people, the work, the activities become too much work. They wear out the leaders. The events are too big. Some become expensive, eliminating most from being able to attend. Some have no purpose, and as a result, they bear no fruit. You just, well, we always, our Sunday school class, we always have a meal once a month. Why? I don't know. It's just the way we've always done it. Uh-huh. Why? Well, because it's our fellowship. Uh-huh. What do you do when you're there? Well, we eat. Okay. Is there any plan or any action plan? Why is it going to be a plan? It's just a meal. My goodness, Chris, you're making more out of it than it is. Well, why not? We could take it to the next level and make it strategic. Why can't we take it to the next level? People are like, oh my goodness, I love our once a month gathering. Oh my goodness, we do some crazy stuff, some fun things. We pick certain restaurants and there's a theme, or they make us, we have to bring an object, like let's make a deal. You know, you have to bring an object with you. And then we, you know, or we do some type of game while we're at the table. We do telephone at the table. You remember telephone? Some of y'all my age, you remember that game? You tell somebody something, and by the end, it ends up telling something else.
Well, it's gossip is what
gossip,
we
gossip, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're like, this is sin.
But no,
we
can't. Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like that game, Two Truths and a Lie. It's a creative truth. Creative truth. It's not too, no, we don't say lie, you know. But just again, even at your table, one of the things that I'm big with events is I make sure all my leaders are every third, fourth person. Why? Because I want to hear what people are saying. I want to hear the conversations. I want to hear the good and the bad. I want to hear the prayer needs. I want to make sure who's in my ministry, who's in my Sunday school class. Maybe it's a new person. I want to make sure that all the teachers and leaders aren't in a holy huddle, stuck on one end. We do that. We all just collectively come together and sit with people we know. But to have an event where you like have everybody throughout and you just know you're listening. You're listening for predators. You're listening for people with the wrong motives. You're listening for people that are hurting, people that are broken, things that are going on in their life. That's ministry. That's relationships. That's an intentional, strategic fellowship. Versus just an event. And it can be any kind of strategic fellowship. It could be going for a hike. It could be going to get pizza, simple. It could be going to a movie. What I love about movies, I love picking movies that are a little controversial. Not hard, but you know it's going to create conversation. And then afterwards, you go to a coffee house and you go, okay, what'd you think about this particular movie? And you've got your leader spread out in between people, and you wait to hear the questions and the answers. And you get started on topic, and the goal is to get them to talk about Jesus Christ. But see, it's a movie. Anybody go to a movie? How many movies, especially for young people, you go to so many movies, and they're just numb. You don't even know what you saw. You don't even have the time to remember what you saw. And then yet, I'm saying make it strategic. Have purpose behind it. Have some questions ready to tell people.
so that you can engage people and they feel like, wow, this was powerful. Our movie nights are, wow, not just about popcorn. There are much, much more, and people are going to look forward to it than just the same old thing. Now, if you guys need to get out, I don't need to wake your buddies, just go. But if you're doing something related to the ministry, make it strategic. Let's keep going here. Remember, anyone can create a social and someone can show up, but we want it to be strategic. Now, as much as I do believe it's okay just to hang out and whatever, I think we need to at least be purposeful, even in the times we're hanging out with a few people. One of my pet peeves is people who have this ministries. I don't know if you have it in your Sunday school classes or not, but they'll give out water bottles to people in the park. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're just going to go tell people about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a label on the water bottle. We're going to just go out to strangers in the park and just give them water in the name of Jesus. Okay, does anybody know how to lead anybody to Christ? I didn't know we had to do that part. I was just going to give out water bottles. We're just going to give out stuff to homeless people. Give them a sandwich. Although I don't think you can do that here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do it here. But you know, we put together in North Carolina, we put together homeless packs. They've got a pair of socks in it, they've got gum, they've got crackers, they got a water bottle. It's all in a Ziploc. And we sold them at Christmas time to raise money. And I have three of them right now in my car, just waiting for God to give me a homeless person to give it to. But again, and that's a strategic purpose behind it. But even in that, even in what I'm just talking about right now, why is it that we plan these, some of our outreach, and nobody knows how to share the gospel? We go to nursing homes and we talk to old people. They're almost dead. You know, I can't stand their nursing homes. It's just depressing to me. It's just not my thing. But they go, we're going to go sing Christmas carols and bring cheer. You know that how many people in their 80s and 90s are dying and going to hell? A lot of them. But we never think we should spread the gospel to them. We never think, should I sit down? Should I take the time to get to know that young, that older man? Matt is the older man, and I'm coming to meet him at Christmas time. Why not take the next step and say, we're going to go back and we're going to really get to know him and with an opportunity to share Christ with him? We have these great ideas, and it makes us feel good. But how many people are actually trained in order to reach someone in the gospel? Maybe that should be the strategy behind the outreach first. Instead of it all being about, hey, guess what our group did? We went out and fed people. We raised money for little toys for tots. Again, whose lives were changed? Maybe your life needs a little more changes. But was it changed? Anybody can go to the store and buy some junk and put it in a box and drop it off. Ooh, that was hard. Right? This past Christmas, I went down to the Helping Hand mission. They needed some helping hands. A lot. It was the biggest chaos I'd ever seen in my life. It was stressful. It was raining, so everything outside had to be put inside. It was the biggest mess in the world. It was fun to see these children and opportunities to go inside a family and talk to them about Christ. Make it strategic. Think about what you're doing. That'll create interest, because if you're organized and it's structured in such a way where people see that something is happening, I would be much more willing to participate. But who wants to participate in chaos? Craziness. It's all unorganized. Where one person can share the faith, the rest of us just watch. You ever get that way? You go out and somebody go, oh, I hope they say something. Because you can't. I like to witness to waiters and waitresses when I get a chance. Don't we?
Yes,
we
do.
Yes, we do. And not every time I go to restaurants does it mean I'm supposed to witness, but for years and years, my food was always messed up. Now, I'm not saying it had a bug in it, but it was messed up. Should have got green beans, should have got lime beans. Should have got tea, should have got water. And I realized a long time ago that with food perfect, you never say anything to your server. Ever. But when the food's not perfect, it creates a conversation. So for 20-some years, I've been getting bad food. For 20 years, friends would say, I won't go out to dinner with you because you always have a problem with your food. My brothers would say, I will pay for your meal if you shut up. And then it dawned on me, maybe I'm supposed to talk to them about Jesus. I mean, where are they going to go? Right? I got to select. Where are they going to go? Right there, right? And I thought, wow. Here's an opportunity. So I started doing the thing where, hey, her name is
Tasha.
Tasha, we're getting ready to thank Jesus, not God. say Jesus, because you know, you've got to make sure it's not, you know, Muhammad or whatever. Jesus, for our meal, is there anything we can pray for you for? Now, in the deep south, it's getting around, because the little girl yesterday's like, oh, I've had this done before. So I guess she got all her prayers, you know, met that time. She said, I'm just thankful. I mean, oh, bless her heart, she needs Jesus, right? Lost people act like lost people. So I was like, but most of the time you'll get three answers. You'll get, I am good. Thanks, folks. Well, they're good. Okay, we know they need prayer. And most of the time they'll say, well, could you pray for my grandma? Could you pray for my child? And that tells them they believe, but they themselves may not be a believer. They may not follow Jesus. And then others will say, yes, I would like prayer. And the best ones stay right there and wait for you to say it. You never know. Here's the cool thing. If you live in the same town and you go back to the same Starbucks, the same Walgreens, the same McDonald's, oh my goodness, the opportunities you have to talk to the same person each time. I was in, where is that town? Shreveport. And I'd been working with this church for a year and a half. I'm not sure this last year, I don't know, but I was in this church for a year and a half, and every time I came down, went to the same IHOP on a Friday night, got the same waitress. How do you do that? God. First year, she goes, oh, I just love those earrings. I'm like, well, praise Jesus, honey, you can have them, you know, in the name of Jesus, because, of course, my meal's messed up, you know. I just love that ring. That ring would go with my earrings. It was like a year earlier. I'm like, well, you know, in the name of Jesus, here you go, honey, you can have it. The third time, the pastor looked down and goes, you know, those shoes you're wearing will go with that ring. I walked in barefoot. I draw the line. He's not getting my shoes. Oh, but here I am ministering and teaching and pouring and loving on a woman that I don't even live in the same state that she is. And yet you see some of the same people over and over. But you'll go to the short line because you don't want to wait in the long line to talk to the same person you might have seen before. Strategic. It's not just about the big gatherings. It's sometimes about you gathering in front of somebody else in front of Walgreens. So how do you make sure they're strategic? Well, we'll do something real quick. Oh, never enough time. Grab your block again, and we'll make you quick this way. At your table, come up with one thing you are thankful for based on one side of your block, and share with those at your table.
One thing you're thankful for.
I'm so busy. See how you just take it? It could have been six, now it's one. That's how you adjust your task.
What are you thankful for?
Thank you.
Someone said at your table that touched your heart. So let's keep going. These are other ways that make it fun. Pray, 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 pray. How do you know what activity you want to do if you don't pray about it? Oh my goodness. Should we pray? You've always done this. Yes, you need to pray because you've always done that. And it's boring. Okay? I understand. We all got to eat. Please, believe me, I know. Got to eat. But that chocolate fountain out there, I was ready to go. That was different because I've been here 2 years and I'm like, oh, she's gone. The child who found out was like, well. And then I had to leave. It's not fair. Oh, but even that little bit of thing, I remember it was something different than what people expected. You ever done fondue?
Yes.
That place that I forget the restaurant.
Melting pie?
Too expensive. Crazy. Nuts. Weird. People are ripping everybody off. Just get you some pineapple and some marshmallows and some strawberries and help everybody to bring something and just start dipping. You know? You can heat up a pot of chocolate and laugh and joke. It's so much fun. And put it all in. Anyway, I'm going way off the end. Number two, you want to evaluate your class, your group, to see what they want to do. I'm into surveys, but I prefer one-on-one. You know, if you go, okay, what do y'all want to do this weekend? I think I just heard a cricket. Okay? But if I actually walked up to you and said, Becky, tell me what you really like to do. She says, well, you know, Chris, I'm a knitter. I love to knit. I'm just making it up. Knit. And she goes, so that's kind of an introvert activity a lot of times. You know, you're kind of a quiet thing. But you know what? So you go, okay, well, what else do you like to do? She goes, well, I like to read books. And okay, so how can I take that and come up with something else? Especially if I talk to three or four other people and they go, oh, I like to knit too. Maybe before an art circle.
So for one of our activities a month, we'll just form a group where people have to get together and knit and crochet, make earrings, and do photography, art circle. Do you see what I mean? But I'm not going to know that unless I talk to her. But if I just make an announcement, she'll just stand there like a deer in headlights. I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. Where do you want to go to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to go to eat? Oh, it drives me crazy. Either lead or I will follow. But anything in between, get the heck out of the way. Decisiveness. I mean, there's a million restaurants to choose from. Pick one. Let's go. But then let's make it fun. Let's make it interesting. Why go back and eat somewhere that you don't love? Why do we go to places and get things we don't love? If I want to eat it, I want to go, I want to eat this again. You know? But pick places that allow for a large group to come together. In a large group, you have a separate room and you can get interact and get out from your chair and go meet other people. But we'll pick restaurants that are like this. You can't hear anybody talk. That's really relational, isn't it? So, I digress. Okay. Start out slow and build unless you have a ton of resources and know how to be successful. No timetable. So you think about all, I mean, that's broad, but just think about it, whether you're doing a conference, whether you're doing a trip down to the beach, whether you're doing a cookout, whether you're doing, you know, a knit group, an art group. It's broad spectrum, but just, again, start out slow and build. You don't have to have this massive, fun, great, perfect get-together. It'd be better to do something small and intentional that's really changing and affecting lives and build upon that to see what God's going to do. We have a thing where I'm at. We call it after whatever. Because we don't even know what the after or the whatever is going to be. But we know where it's going to be at. And so we plan things ahead of time. And we call the after whatever because we want the flexibility for people to have fun. We want them to come and sit with different people. We'll make them get up at dessert and move around. Get to switch partners so you can get to know somebody else different. You know, again, just trying to make it to where people meet as many people as they can in a short amount of time to find out things they have in common, to build relationships. Because we know in church, the more places you're connected, the more likely you become disconnected. If you're connected to at least 5 places in the church and then one place doesn't work anymore, you're still connected to 4. So the same thing with our Sunday school class. If they're connected through that, they're connected through an activity that you've done with your class, they're connected to greeting, they're also working in the children's department, etc. The more likely, if one changes, they'll still be a part of the whole body. Okay? So next, use the giftings of your people to lead and organize so there's ownership. If you've suggested it, you're going to help create it and run it. That's my attitude. You suggested, you know, we should go down to dot, dot, dot. Really? Well, wouldn't it be great? Why don't you find out some information about that and get back with me, and maybe you'll be one of the ones to help organize it. I'm not saying I'm going to let you lead it, because I don't know you that well. I don't know who I'll be putting it in the hands of, right? But if you come up with the idea, then I'm going to delegate it and hopefully come beside you and train you and encourage you in order for you to be the one in charge of that idea. It doesn't have to be the same 2 or 3 people all the time. And it doesn't have to be we all got to go the same thing. What a concept. We can actually do different things. The whole class doesn't have to go to the exact same thing. I have a thing I like to call urban ministry, kind of back to the knitting idea. I'd rather come up with 4 or 5 things that we all like to do separate and we all go to those 4 or 5 things than have to go to one thing and think everybody's got to like their one thing. Now, food's pretty much in common. We all just want to eat. I ain't heard anybody go, oh, I just hate eating. You know, I'm not going to hate eating, right? But if you want to do something beyond that, an outreach project or an in-reach project, then it needs to be something that maybe people are interested in. I'm not going to go to nursing homes. It's just not me. But if you form an art circle, I love art circles. I love to make earrings, and I love to paint, I love to draw. And that's what I would feel most comfortable sharing my faith with someone. Or at the local Walmart. Years ago, I remember I planned a hike, and nobody showed up. Out of the rules, like, don't ever plan anything that you want to do by yourself because you might be by yourself. Involve and equip leaders to lead. Help them build a team to lead the event. Strategic. Remember, we're training the next group of leaders. Don't let the event be just the goal. A lot of times our events, our gatherings, our conferences, our retreats, our trips, we focus so much on that we forget about all the things that happen between the two. Sometimes the trip to the beach isn't up to the beach. Who cares about the beach? But it's about those conversations in the car on the way down to the beach. So I like to mess with people a little bit. Unless you are, you know, you're going to like pass out or something because you have to sit in the front seat. We got some people like that, they have to, you know, well then whatever, just sit and fuzzy. But if everybody else is okay, every time we take a tinkle break, we have to move. One van to the next van, one car to the next car, just kind of mix it up. Again, it's the same trip to the beach, but I'm gonna put you beside different people, so what? You have different conversations, get a different point of view. Maybe hear something you haven't heard. Build relationships, find out things that you have in common. Build that connection, because again, the more you're connected, the less likely you are to disconnect. The enemy doesn't want us to connect. The enemy wants to get you by yourself. You know who you are. Sitting at home, Hallmark channel. Rocky Road ice cream. I wonder if he'll get the girl. I don't know. Y'all know, I don't know how I get so angry at that channel. Anyway. It's important that we're always building the next group of people that will lead our ministries, our Sunday school classes. It's important that we are equipping. It's important that we're training. It's important that they come beside us. So if you have an event and it's a meal, that you delegate information to people so they can in turn be the next person running the event. You're building the next generation that whether they're in your class or someone else's class or another church, they need to know how to do this. There's some people that are really gifted in that. But there's some that are so-so because no one's ever taken the time to train them. How do you organize? How do you balance all the different pieces for an event? It takes a little bit of experience to do it. So if you can keep them from making the mistakes that you've made, oh, we're supposed to make a reservation? And 40 of you are sitting out front waiting for someone to let you, you know, yeah. Well, we can get you in, but we're going to have to put you everywhere. Well, that's okay to me because I can only talk to these people right in front of me. But that might be messed up what you had planned, you know. So you have to train people ahead of time on how to do it and how to do it strategically and how to do it fun. And then the number six there is just, you know, are you enjoying the activity? Oh my goodness, is it something you would tell somebody about? Would you post it on Facebook? That's a key. If whatever you just did with your group last weekend, you loved it so much that you would post it on Facebook, that's something you want to do again. But if you're like, we went down to, I don't even know, what was that place we went to? What movie did we see? What event did we go to? Well, then guess what? Nobody else is going to want to go either. Use Facebook for what it's for. Use Instagram for what it's for and Twitter. Make it where people go, I don't know where y'all went, but I want to go. I saw, where are those pictures? Somebody standing on the table dancing. Where was that at? IHOP. Oh my goodness. I want to take this watching picture of you with your little things. I want people to go, I don't know what she's teaching, but I want to be in her workshop. Do you understand? You've got to take pictures of the people engaging and having fun to show people this is what our ministry does. So that lost people, those that are young in their faith, you know, those that are out on the outside, they may see your Facebook page. It may be a person that lives in your apartment complex or your housing development or a relative. And they go, you guys, every time I look at your pictures, they're so much fun. Well, you're only going to smile if you're having fun. So if you're not having fun, if you want to, you're blocked. I mean, who wants to go to a party with somebody that's, right? So here's some basic elements for greater success in 5 minutes here. Before the event, that's why I put them all in your handouts. You can read them too. Make sure there's an interesting event. Make sure it's easy to get to. The distance, the direction, cost fits into your budget. Understand, it's not wrong to plan a ski trip, knowing that some people can't go, but some people can. So don't eliminate certain events because some people can't afford it. Just some people will go to that, some people won't. Maybe some people need to be sponsored. But don't not do things because of the price. You do what God calls you to do and take a group of people with you. Time is manageable. You don't have to rush there to get there or get back. If you plan something where it's going to break your necks to get there and break your necks to get back, it's not a lot of fun. Clear communication. Clear communication. Clear communication. Clear communication. I think I've made my point. Utilize all means. You know how people are. You got to put it everywhere. You got to say, people go, well, I didn't know y'all had a dinner over so-and-so's house. Really? Did you not get the email, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook messaging, the Facebook notification, the flyer, the Sunday school reminder? And then I personally came over and told you. And what part did you not get? Well, you know what? We still have to tell them. It's just how we are. We are so bombarded with information that our brains can only take so much, and it starts spitting out stuff that he doesn't think it needs to remember. And sometimes it's that stuff. So don't get bent out of shape. Just tell them again. I always tell people, go to my website. Well, where are you going to be next week? Go to my website. But can you just tell me? No. Go to my website. It's on my website. I'm trying to train you. Go to my website. And then sometimes I go, okay, I'll be in Texas. Where are you going to be in Texas?
Houston.
Where are you going to be in Houston? Oh, First Baptist. Oh, I don't know nobody. If you're doing a good job at your events, people will tell others. Sometimes people have too many options of things to do. That's why it's better to do less and do it real, real good. Personally email people, ask for their input, value, make sure there's a value, that there's fruit. There has to be a value or motivation to come. Why come? Well, singles, the motivation's other singles. I mean, heaven forbid you meet your spouse in church. But with marrieds, it's about getting a break from kids.
Amen.
Or coming up with something that includes kids. Same with single parents. And sometimes it's just for rest, it's just a fellowship. Different motivations, but you gotta have a motivation. Why would I want to get off work, get changed, get back in the car, and go somewhere? After I've had a long week, what's gonna motivate me? Well, here's some things. Will I learn something I need to know? Is it going to draw me closer to God? Marketing, creative, repetition. It's very important that your marketing is also good and that people clearly says the message that you wanted to have, especially before the event. And then use resources well. I love to borrow other people's stuff. I love to find out if another class is going to the beach. Hey, let's go together. Utilizing other people's resources and vice versa can really help your particular class. So here at the event, here's some things. Name tags. I'm OCD about name tags. How else am I going to know your name? Easy flow of how people come into an event and how they come out of an event. Clogs up. People don't want to come because they feel like they can't breathe. Make sure your leaders will sit together. You need greeters at all events. Ask open-ended questions. Take time to get to know people. Listen to their stories. Offer prayer. Let people see you praying for other people. We're so, like Baptists, we're so afraid to see that happen. Don't be afraid. Someone says, well, would you pray for me, Tasha? Yeah, right now, let's pray. Don't say I'm going to pray for you. Pray right then. One, because other people are watching you, not to make a big deal out of it, not like you're Pharisaic, but I'm saying they need to know that someone will pray for me if I need them to pray. It's not just I'll pray for you later. I don't know when you're going to pray for me. You may not even pray. You may not even remember me. I need prayer now. So show people. Let them see you pray and love on each other. Network. As great as you can, be organized at the event. Start on time and end on time. Some of you are not probably good at that. That's why people don't want to come, because you never start on time and you never end on time. Make sure people have what they need for the event. If it's a happy hat party and you didn't tell them to bring a hat, that might be a problem. You told them it's a potluck and they didn't bring nothing. There's a rule, my potlucks, you can't bring chips, packaged desserts, or sodas. Because that's all everybody brings, even girls now. Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. If you bring them, we don't let them in. You have to give me $5. If you don't bring the right food, I have to give me $5. Get the new folks information so you can follow up with them one by one, one-on-one. If you find somebody brought another person with them, don't go, well, I'm glad you came to our gathering, and you don't have anything to do with them. Get them information, just like you're in Sunday school on Sunday morning. Watch for those who are alone, socially disconnected, or cause problems. Ask for feedback of the event so you can do it better next time, and meet with your team to evaluate and make changes. What worked with one group or class may not work with another. We know men connected events towards them, geared towards them. If it's a sporting event, they love it. But going to a ball game all day, the entire day, does not work. Especially if they have other things to do. With women, we don't need a whole lot. We can just sit. I mean, we can sit in a parking lot and talk. But having childcare is a key element to parents and single parents. So having that will make the biggest difference in whether a woman will engage. And then remember, start small, building your team of leaders and volunteers that will lead the event. The more folks you get involved, the more likely they will take ownership and help communicate the event to others. If you meet people's needs for community, they come back. That's what it's all about anyway, right? Community. What I want you to do in the last 5 minutes on your table is a sticky note. I have given you a large list of ideas from food, creative ideas, sports, music, drama, community, Bible study, weekend trips, road trips, others. This came from a survey that I did a few years ago, and I've kept adding to it. Just again, taking it out of the box, trying something a little bit different to make people just go, well, that sounds interesting, that sounds like fun. Or we could go on a road trip or a retreat, but on the way there, she's got a mission project that we're going to do at the school on the way there. On this trip to the Caleb Cruz, we met with two schools, one in Nassau, one in Freeport, and ministered to the children there. So it wasn't just about having fun, it was about reaching people for Christ, as well as the waiters and the waitresses, and the ones who could speak English. You know, you tried the best you could to reach them for Christ. So what I want you to do, you can read these later. I want you to, on the sticky notes, if you have any ideas that you want to tell me about, something you've done, you need more one sticker, you need a sheet of paper, just give me a whole sheet of paper. And I will add it to this list, and it's free on my website. Got business cards on there, you can grab one of my business cards and take it home with you. And you can, or you can email me an idea. But I love to just add more ideas. You may have done something really crazy. One time, a church group in South Carolina did a mancation. Not a vacation, but a mancation. That's where the men came together and they played golf and they fished and they grunted. And so they just spent time together being guys and just loving it. I'll tell you what, in singles ministry, which I do a lot of, if we plan events for men, the women just come. I'm just telling you, if we plan things the guys like to do, the girls just show up. But if I plan things the only girls like to do, only the weird ones show up. So, so, did you learn anything? I know that was fast, right? Did you learn anything? Thought about it. So just do the littlest thing tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, in your small, in your Sunday school class. Think about something you could do, even if you're not a teacher or a leader. But you're just a participant. Think about something you could bring, or talk to your teacher about something you could bring based on the subjects that you're going to learn. What could you bring that would just make that message a little bit more creative? And then to think about the next lunch, because some of us all go out to lunch together. Think about how you can make lunch a little bit more purposeful. Just think, what can I do, Lord? And pray, though, ahead of time. Don't just think, oh, this would be fun. Pray, what is the goal we're trying to do? What are we trying to achieve with this event, this activity? And then God will have a reveal, and that will change the activity that you have. We do have one door prize, right? I'm going to pray first, and then we'll do the door. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Woohoo! We thank you for 100 miles an hour, learning about being creative and fun in our socials and our activities and our events, Lord, and our ministries. Lord, we know there's a lot of people out there who will not come to Sunday school as their first connection to a church. We know that some will be in the park receiving that water bottle, and some may be on the streets, and some may be a waitress that's working second and third shift and can't come to Sunday school on a Sunday morning, and maybe their connection will be another way. But Lord, I pray that each person here would pray more about that everything they do, from whether it's teaching the word to it's something as simple as a cookout at someone's home, to a movie, would be strategic and intentional. That, Lord, that everything they do, they would see fruit. Every place they go, they would be have an effort to relate to the people around them, but also to the person they come in contact with. That, Lord, because you open all the doors. But, Lord, we get so distracted with ourselves that we miss the doors. So, Lord, I pray that each person here doesn't miss a door again. And, Lord, help them to slow down. And maybe blow some bubbles out the window. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woohoo! All right, a door prize. Somebody has a chair that has a yellow piece of duct tape on it. So you might have to get up and look at the front of your chair. Yellow piece. You got it, Austin? You got it? Yay, Austin! Justin, I will give you your door prize. All right. Hey, guys, you can always email me. You have a question, a thought, a comment, please just contact me. And if you're a single and you're in leadership, if you want to get a newsletter, I send it out every month. You can sign up and I give you one of these. And the same way. So, any thoughts, comments, questions?
Thank you.
Look at it. Perfect time. Am I good or what? All right.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah